Hello, and thanks for joining us on the Christian Celebration Center podcast. Our prayer is that this audio will encourage you in Christ and challenge you from God's Word. Enjoy the message.
This is an awesome day. I'm so glad you're here because you're going to experience what God is doing, not just in our community, but around this entire state. Pastor Pat, please come.
Well, thank you, Pastor. And yes, as you are aware, about once every month, we have a missions window here at CCC. Our desire really is to expose you to as many of currently 198 missionary units that we have at home and across the world as possible, because they're all awesome, all right? Today is a special day, as Pastor said, and I think a first for us, because today we're featuring six Chi Alpha Ministries on six different key university campuses all across our state, from Detroit to Sault Ste. Marie. And they're representing a combined student population of over 160,000. Chi Alpha is a national ministry to college and university students. It's been around, believe it or not, since 1953, and now even reaches internationally. The name Chi Alpha is based on two words from 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal through us on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. Christ's ambassadors, or Christou Apostoloi in the Greek, shortened to the first letters Chi and Alpha, or Chi Alpha. So their name is a constant reminder of their mission: to reconcile students to Christ and equip them through spirit-filled communities of prayer, worship, fellowship, discipleship, and mission to not only transform the university, but to transform the marketplace and, in turn, the world. Chi Alpha has currently over 2,000 missionaries serving on 300 universities across the U.S., and true to their mission, is arguably raising up and sending the largest number of people into Assemblies of God world missions of any ministry arm in the Assemblies of God. Now, think of it this way. When we pray that the Lord of the harvest would raise up workers and send them into the field, and we do around here all the time, I want you to think about the fact that more times than not, God answers that prayer through one of our Chi Alpha ministries. That is amazing. And consider this. Two of our current staff pastors, Pastor Lisa and Pastor David, are direct fruit of CCC's Chi Alpha ministry here in the past. And Andrew and Catherine were first worship leaders in our Chi Alpha ministry. That means that you and I are touched by the fruit of Chi Alpha's ministry every single Sunday and throughout the week, of course. First, I'd like to introduce our six campus missionaries with us today. Please hold your applause until everyone is introduced, and then we'll make one expression together. And as I read your names, if you would please stand, face the congregation till everyone is introduced. We have here from Eastern Michigan University, Ypsilanti, Sarah Jackson and husband Daniel. Please stand. And we have all the way up from Lake Superior State University, Sault Ste. Marie, Lance and Ann McLeod. Wayne State University from Detroit, Chris Kelly. Central Michigan University, Mount Pleasant, Jacob Obel. And finally, Michigan State University, ministering to the international students in Lansing, Kate Williams. And then our special guest today, University of Michigan Ann Arbor, pastor of H2O Campus Church, and the Chi Alpha director for this great state of Michigan, Nino Garusco. Please give a Royal Christian Celebration welcome to all of our Chi Alpha guests.
Thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. on behalf of all the Assemblies of God missionaries around the world that you guys support, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for the financial seeds that you've sown for decades. This church is a missions church in Michigan, and you have touched countless lives. And specifically, I want to say thank you for supporting our crazy Chi Alpha missionaries right here in the state of Michigan. You see, we believe that the secular university is the most strategic mission field on the planet. Why is that? Because the leaders of tomorrow are on these campuses today. And if you want to understand why our country is going in the direction it's going, look to the university. It is at the university that these young people's philosophy and theology is formed, and then they occupy positions of power and influence, which is why my wife and I have given 3 decades of our lives to reaching college students for Jesus, and I don't regret it one bit. Man, I'll do it. I'll do it again. I just recruited Pastor Pat to Chi Alpha. I said, you did a great job. You need another job. Sorry, Pastor. We love what we're doing. It is amazing. And so this morning, we're going to introduce you guys to the faces of Chi Alpha here in Michigan. And the first face that I'm going to introduce you to is the face of a young man I'll never forget, because the first time I saw this face was in a smoke-filled, beer-smelling fraternity building at the University of Michigan. Now, when you hear the word fraternity, what do you think of? Animal House, right? And you would not be incorrect, but that would be incomplete, because fraternities are one of the most strategic areas of culture. The young men that are in fraternities rise to tremendous positions of power and influence in politics, government, healthcare, education. So I wanted to reach some frat guys at the University of Michigan. So I put together a leadership program called The Secret to Leadership. You know, I would bring in like really high-powered business leaders. We brought in the University of Michigan, go blue, University of Michigan baseball coach. And they would come in and they would talk to these young men about leadership principles. But the goal, of course, was to get my foot in the door and bring them to Jesus. And so at the end of every program, I would say, hey, guys, it's great that we talked about leadership, but there's something more important. And that's your eternal purpose. If you're interested in discovering your purpose and who God is, I'm willing to take 1 hour per week of my schedule and meet with you. Well, I'll never forget when the young man, a passionate, energetic young man named Jason Kohler, checked the box. He said, I'll do it. I began to meet with him in the basement of the Michigan Union, surrounded by all the great football pictures. It's glorious. And we began to talk about Jesus, and we took him through a systematic Bible study, understanding who Christ is, what Christ's plan is for Jason's life, what his future can be through Christ. And on the final week of my meeting with Jason, I looked at him and I asked him this question. I said, Jason, are you ready to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And I'll never forget this conversation. He looked at me and he said, well, you know, this past weekend was Easter. And so I thought I should read the Bible and I thought I should go to church. So I picked up the Bible and I read the entire Gospel of Luke in one sitting. I went to church and I've made a decision to serve Jesus Christ. Man, I was so pumped. We began to pray. We began to disciple Jason. He got plugged into our Chi Alpha small groups. I remember he started bringing frat guys to church. I knew they were there because I could smell them. So no joke, Sunday morning I'd come and I'd say, I smell beer, they're here. And it was just remarkable transformation in Jason's life. And after about 3 years of discipleship and him serving as a leader within our ministry, he came to me and he said, Nino, I feel like Jesus is calling me to be a missionary to those that have never heard the gospel in the continent of Africa. And I am happy to tell you that Jason Kohler is now a fully appointed world missionary with the Assemblies of God. He is the future of world missions. He is Chi Alpha.
My name is Jason, and I am Chi Alpha at the University of Michigan. I came to know Jesus through Chi Alpha ministry at the University of Michigan as a freshman. For the rest of my time there, I grew in my faith and grew in my love for the lost, reaching out and sharing the gospel. Upon graduating, I ended up serving for a year in East Africa and then coming back for 4 years to serve on staff with Chi Alpha, where I further grew in my love for Jesus and my heart to share Christ among the nations, reaching out to international students on the college campus. Then 6 years ago, I was commissioned and sent out from Chi Alpha and now serve in the Horn of Africa, taking the gospel where it has not been proclaimed.
I am Fernando. I am from Chile, and I am Chi Alpha at Michigan State University. For sure, there is a long story behind me. When I got my scholarship, I thought, oh man, this is going to be great. This is like the biggest thing in my whole life, besides learning a second language. But I never imagined there was something even bigger waiting for me. I was raised in a Catholic family. I attended to a Catholic school, so I was a very good kid, like well-behaved, good grades. Everything that you can think about a good kid. Even I was an altar boy, attending to Mass once or twice per week until I went to college, where I found truth in the eyes of science and logic, where the supernatural phenomena, there is no place, right? And also there is no place for God. So I became an atheist, and I was like an atheist maybe 10 years or so. But then God, he has another plan for me. So he was calling me back like the lost sheep that I was. He welcomed me back like the prodigal son that I was. And he used his people, his church, and the circumstances in so many ways that it was impossible not to hear that calling back. And then I became a Christian at the end of past year. And this message was sent for sure through my family, especially through my mom and the memory of my dad. From one of the godliest women that I know, my girlfriend Carrie and her family, and also through my community of friends of Chi Alpha at MSU. God basically provided me a second family at MSU without deserving it, without knowing. They were helping me to find the Lord since day one in 2018, praying for me without knowing, spending a lot of good times, sports nights, fun trips, etc. And now they are my community and my church family here in Michigan. And since this year, we started doing life study groups in my place. I live on campus, so we have life study groups on my place every week. Now I have, for the first time, a Christian mentor who I meet weekly, Ben Allion. He's also a missionary from the Assemblies of God, where we study scripture, and he helped me to keep myself accountable. And finally, and this is like a very personal but exciting news, next Sunday I'm going to get baptized at my church. It is a symbol of obedience, but also of repentance and showing publicly my faith in Jesus. I am a scientist, and I do science. But before being a scientist, I am a Christian, which means my standards, my faith, my worldview, and my truth, they're coming from our King and Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Bible. I am the future of animal and veterinary sciences. I am Chi Alpha.
Hi, I'm Autumn, and I am Chi Alpha, University of Michigan. I found myself in a really negative, toxic relationship. I found myself, you know, with my faith really being all over the place without having that support. But after I got involved in a women's core group with Chi Alpha, that totally transformed my faith here at U of M. Because for the first time in my life, after having a conversation and just being able to have this fellowship with this family of believers, these other ladies who really, really loved the Lord, I was just so in awe. I was like, wow, I'm not alone. Wow, I have these women here alongside me to pray with me, to lift me up, where I can lift them up. I can pour into them. They can pour into me. We're literally this like family in Christ. And I realized I'm not alone. And then the Lord blessed me the next year, where now I get to be a core leader and I get to pour into other women and I get to share with them my testimonies and I get to, you know, minister to them. And it's just been one of the best experiences of my entire life. And I didn't even know this level of fellowship and depth with other believers was even possible before Chi Alpha.
Hi, I'm Justin. I'm a junior, and I am Chi Alpha at the University of Michigan.
I'm Lindsay. I'm an alumni, and I'm Chi Alpha at Central Michigan University.
First off, I want to thank you for allowing me to share my little testimony with God. So growing up, I believed in God. I prayed, but I didn't really have this connection with him, didn't have this relationship with him. I didn't see him working in my life or the lives of the people around me. And I didn't really know much about him. I didn't really have the biblical knowledge. I really only knew the basic story of Jesus. And that was about it. And I kind of felt like I wanted to learn more about him, but I didn't know how to start out with it. And nearing the end of high school, I was in the most anxiety-filled time of my life. I was just kind of living in sin a little bit. And again, I believed in God, but that sin was still present. And I felt pulled in different directions by people in my life about where to take my faith, and I was just so confused. So entering freshman year at University of Michigan, I just kind of told God, Lord, just take me where you want me to go. I don't know where I'm supposed to go, but just help me discover you. And so I started church jumping in different churches around Ann Arbor. And then welcome week at U of M, I got connected with Chi Alpha, and I was a little unsure at first, but I went to a small group. I was invited to one, and we were going over the middle of the story of Joseph when he was in prison. And I had no idea who Joseph was or where this was at in the Bible or anything, and this excited me so much. And I got to know the people there, and I started going to Sunday services. I even started doing a one-on-one with my small group leader, and I started asking these questions to learn more. I started to become more confident in prayer. I realized the importance of worship. And I even just this past Good Friday, I got baptized, water baptized. And that... Thank you. And it was amazing to dedicate my life to Christ that way. And now, you know, going forward, I'm continuing to dedicate my life to Christ. Me and my friends from Chi Alpha at U of M, we're going out on campus, and we've been praying for just random people walking by and telling people about the name of Jesus. And it's been amazing, and it's been amazing to see the Holy Spirit flow through us and then the people around on campus. And I've signed up to even become a small group leader this next academic year. And I'm really excited to help people and students grow in their faith and grow to their journey with God, just as, you know, Chi Alpha has helped me. And I'm really excited that God has given me the opportunity to grow myself as a leader, because I really feel like that I want to run towards God, and I want to help others run towards God as well. So I am the future of mechanical engineering, and I am Chi Alpha.
I was a part of Chi Alpha at CMU for about the last 2.5 years of my college journey. That is a whole crazy story in and of itself, but Chi Alpha came into my life at one of the most crucial times. It was a place where I was desperate for community and I was desperate for family, and they were there for me. And it was in that place that I was able to get involved in leadership and get involved in being a part of cultivating community with other people who needed it. And it was in that place that I felt a call of ministry on my life. I discovered a passion I didn't know that I had or would ever have. I had been attending church for a couple years consistently before that, but never really got involved until this. And this was my opportunity to actually dive in deep and to go for it. And it was there I found this call to ministry. But at this point, I kind of came to a crossroad, because I am now a junior in college. I'm halfway through a business degree in marketing and management, and I'm planning to go back to my family's dairy farm to help run the farm. So it's how do I continue to do this, because I didn't feel like I needed to stop my degree, but how do I also go into ministry? And so it was I started creating this dream of merging the two, and I didn't know how that could ever be possible. But it was through the community of Chi Alpha and just through people giving me a safe space to dream and giving me a safe space to seek the Lord and to see where he was guiding me, and just giving me people there to encourage me and to pray for me and to just help lead and guide. The Lord miraculously worked in my life and it brought it all together. It's another long, crazy story that I don't have time for, but he merged it all together that now I get to do exactly what I wanted to do. I'm from a small town, so moving away to college was hard for me, but he completely worked it all back together that now I'm back home with the people that I love. Not that I love and miss CMU too, but I get to actually work in ministry, doing business. I'm doing administration, and I'm helping just like work in our family media department at my home church. So it's like I get to experience exactly what I dreamed about doing. And I would not have been able to do that had I not gotten involved in leadership, found a passion for ministry, and had a safe space on that campus to be able to cultivate that dream and actually go for it. And so now I'm the future of administration in ministry. I am Chi Alpha.
I am Gerald. I am Chi Alpha, Eastern Michigan University. What Eastern Michigan University Chi Alpha has really taught me going into the real world is how powerful the family of God can be when we can all come together as one. Back in 2017, I was diagnosed with a life-threatening disease with heart failure, and I had to be treated down in Florida. And, you know, even though I was with my family and I had my family there, I remember just receiving a whole bunch of text messages, video messages, and emails of encouraging words from EMU Chi Alpha. And they even fasted for me, and they just prayed so hard for me as a church. And it was one of the things that really got me through that difficult time. And I'm standing here today because I am healed because of the prayers of everyone around me and the family of God.
Hello, I'm Jacob Obel, and I'm the Chi Alpha Director at Central Michigan University. So in just a few short weeks, we are going to have over 10,000 freshman students on these six campuses represented behind me. And can you kind of picture with me for a moment? I want to paint a picture for you. Picture a freshman you may know. Maybe it's one of your children. Maybe it's a grandchild. Maybe perhaps it's even you as you entered and walked onto your alma mater campus. Our freshman students are full of excitement. They're full of anxiety. They have this world of mixed emotions. They are excited about what the world has to offer them. They are exposed to all the good things our campuses have to offer, and they're also exposed to all the bad things that our campuses have to offer. And they have to start making decisions for themselves. They have new responsibility, including decisions about their faith. Now, for me, I can remember the day I walked as a freshman onto my campus at Northwood University. I had moved over 2,000 miles away from my friends, my family, and my home. I was excited about leaving everything behind and having a new fresh start, kind of reinventing myself. But I'll tell you what, one of the last things on my mind was finding a church home. Now, as a part of my orientation weekend, I met some people. They invited me to this Bible study that was starting for the first time on Northwood campus. They kind of pitched it as, you can make some friends, come and join us. And since I didn't know anybody on Northwood's campus, I went to meet some new friends. Well, on that day, little did I know, I met two very important people that changed my life forever. Our Bible study leader, David Crone, I met that night. And then also I met this excited, exuberant freshman student who many of you may know as James DeMude. Now, James DeMude was like a puppy, all full of excitement and excited to meet other people. He came up to me and started asking me all kinds of questions. He asked me if I had found a church yet, and I said I had not. And he said, great, I go to this great church. I don't have a car. You can drive me. And I went, sounds like James, doesn't it? And I just kind of nodded because I didn't really know what to say. But I will tell you what, every single Sunday and every single Wednesday, he was down on my dorm room door knocking and saying, hey, Jacob, it's time to go to church. I can't walk. You need to drive me. Let's go. One of the things I didn't realize at that time is because we drove every week, multiple times a week, we started doing life together. We started pouring into each other's lives. It's because of that moment that incredible friendship that James and I formed this incredible bond as freshmen together, and we still have today. We still talk on a weekly basis today. This church had such a great impact because every single Wednesday and every single Sunday, we came here to Christian Celebration Center. This church had a great impact on my life. It's where I fell back in love with Jesus. It's where I felt my call into ministry. And as a matter of fact, it's where I came back and actually did my internship as I was entering into ministry. As a church, you have had an incredible impact on so many of those that you've raised up. Now, one of the important things that we do as Chi Alpha, and as a church, you've spent many years, even decades, pouring and sowing into your children and your youth here at this church. Now, it's our job on the college campus to then protect that investment of your students that you send forth and to cultivate those years of sowing into a harvest where your children's faith blossoms into their own personal relationship with Jesus. We are here for your children on the college campus to help them discover what it means to be a follower of Jesus and to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples. Protecting the investment is only one of those parts of our job on campus. The second is fighting, feeding, and fighting for the lost souls on our campus. We do this by providing a culture of real community, a culture of real devotion to Jesus, real devotion to the Word, real responsibility to find, to feed, to fight for the lost, the last, and the least on our campuses. To now see the full circle of what this church invested in me and the students of Northwood University over 20 years ago, your church's legacy is now impacting the students at Central Michigan University. Chi Alpha at CMU is growing. It's a culture of students who are hungry for Jesus and God's word. And through this last year, through the pandemic, we actually saw our group grow in numbers and grow in depth and grow in commitment and consistency. This year, with hardly any of our students in face-to-face classes, we weren't allowed to do large groups, but we saw an incredible growth. As a matter of fact, this last semester alone, we saw 4 students baptized in water. Most of them were spontaneous, which was incredible. Love it when you're doing a worship service and somebody, a student comes up to you and say, Jacob, I just feel like I got to make that next step and do water baptism. And I'm like, let me pull out the hose and we'll go. And we start filling up the tank and go. It's a fantastic experience. The thing about it is God did incredible things not only on CMU's campus, but many other campuses, not in spite of a pandemic, but through a pandemic. Students are hungry. They are so hungry for community, and they are so hungry for truth. And we can begin to see that this last year, and so we're even more excited about what this fall will hold. This is why the college campus is the most strategic mission field in the world. We have the privilege to impact, mentor, and train those that will scatter across our nation and across the world. I am the future of cultivating students into the followers of Jesus and disciples for his kingdom. I am Chi Alpha.
I am the future of world missions.
I'm the future of education.
I am the future of the modern business workplace.
I am the future of home life.
I am the future of finance.
I am future engineer.
I am the future of neuroscience.
I am a future American Sign Language interpreter and translator.
I'm the future of community leadership in Detroit.
I am the future of campus ministry.
I am the future of secondary education.
I am the future of world mission.
I am the future of broadcast journalism.
I'm the future of special education.
We are.
Wow. Can we just give God a hand again? Church, don't you sometimes just want to pinch yourself and like, what am I really getting to be a part of this? Like, I get to be a part of what God is doing, not just in our communities, but throughout. And as we're hearing today, throughout these campuses, Pastor Pat began our time from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, talking about being ambassadors in Christ. And the reason why today is so important, the reason why Chi Alpha is so important, is because, as that passage says, Jesus died for all. He died for all. That means that person that you've been praying for, Jesus died for them. That person that bothers you and frustrates you, Jesus died for them. Every person that is on our college campuses, Jesus died for them. And there is something else that we need to catch from this passage, and it's this. And it's the reason why we do Chi Alpha, it's the reason why we do missions, it's the reason why we do life. It's because if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. It means there's hope. for each and every person in this world as they've placed their faith in Jesus Christ. New creation, the old is gone, the new has come, and God has committed to us this message. It means if you've given your life to Jesus, whether last week or 25 years ago, God has given to you the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ ambassadors. We are therefore Christ representatives to share hope with people. And I want to thank all of you in Kaiapa who are here today, the impact that you are having in your lives and your friends and your life groups, small groups, on the campuses. I mean, to hear that number, 160,000 students. 160,000 students represented by these universities. What, as they said, a strategic mission field. And God is changing lives. Students, thanks for sharing those testimonies. I mean, this is what we're about as a church. The Big C Church is about seeing lives changed. And Jacob, thank you for sharing just how this church has impacted you over the years and then how you are impacting people today.
You know, we believe God has something amazing in store for you today. And now is the perfect time to take a few moments and pray about what you just heard. If this message spoke to you, we would love to hear about it. Send us an email to office@cccmidland.com or connect with us on your favorite social media @cccmidland.